One of a bill passed by the Himachal Assembly that says that MLAs who defect and are disqualified will not be entitled to any pension. While the Sukhu-led Congress government says that the move is to discourage defections, the BJP has slammed the move, calling it rushed and ill thought out. The question that we ask, is Sukhu doing a surgical strike on six Congress MLAs who had recently defected during the Rajya Sabha polls through this bill? And is this a reform or an attempt to muzzle the dissenting voices? Joining me first on the show is Himachal Minister Vikramaditya Singh. Vikramaditya, thank you so much for speaking to NDTV. A lot of questions are being asked on the necessity of a legislation of this nature. Is this not about targeting your defectors? If the real intent behind this bill is punishing those, you know, that's what is being said, that you're trying to punish those who ensured the BJP candidate wins in the assembly elections, because you're also applying it retrospectively.
See, the intent of this bill, it is not actually a bill, but it is an amendment that has been brought into the assembly and it has been passed now. So it is for the governor now to take the call. But the intent behind this is because the kind of horse trading that had taken place in Himachal Pradesh during the last Rajya Sabha elections and the kind of message that it sent out at large in the entire country is something that the people of Himachal Pradesh did not appreciate. And you must appreciate that in the subsequent Vidhan Sabha by-elections that we faced, the Congress candidates once again won the trust of the people of those respective constituencies and they were brought back to the house. So the people, the sentiment as such was against this kind of horse trading and this kind of defection that was taking place, because we have very high standard of politics. We have very high standard of morality in Himachal Pradesh. And to set things right, the chief minister has brought in this bill so that it acts as a deterrent in the times to come also. And it sends a message to the political leadership, to the political class, that if anybody indulges in such kind of horse trading in the future, they will not enjoy the benefits, or rather I would say the perks that they are given as a member of the legislative assemblies. So this is the intent behind it. And it is not to punish anybody. It is not. It should not be seen as a vindictive attitude towards anybody, because what has passed has passed. We should bury our hatchet. All the things that happened during those period of turmoil have passed by, and the elections have taken place. The by-elections have taken place. The Lok Sabha elections have taken place. And whatever had to be said has been said in public domain. People have accepted it. At times, people have rejected it. But this is not to settle any political scores. It is merely to, as I said, to set the standards straight so that in the times to come, it acts as a major deterrent for horse trading. We know that the anti-defection bill is in place in Himachal, in the entire country for that matter. Mm. But a lot of times we see that, you know, they take the shortcoming of the two-third majority, or in this case, as they cross-voted. So it should be seen in that context.
Okay,
only.
So you are saying that the intent of this government to bring this legislation was, or amendments, was to stop horse trading. But your political opinions are of the opinion, and this is also sending a message that your government is jittery of a possible consequence which may follow in the next few months or a year, you know, that you do not really have the right kind of support within your own party.
It is not, that is not the case at all. In these, as I just stated, that in these by-elections which happened in Himachal Pradesh, out of the 9 assembly seats that we faced, we have won in 6 assembly seats. So the message of the people is very clear, that they do not want and they do not appreciate these kind of activities that happened in Himachal Pradesh, and it happened for the first time. My father also had been Chief Minister of Himachal Pradesh for a very long time, for a record 22 years. And even before that, from the time the state came into existence, we haven't seen this kind of things in Himachal Pradesh, though it's a regular feature now in other states, be it Maharashtra or Madhya Pradesh or other areas, but it has never happened in Himachal Pradesh. So it was just to set this thing right that this has been brought in, and there should be no political connotations with regard to this bill.
Okay, so what will you tell those who are saying that this is also that the BJP, the BJP is saying that your government is running a state which is almost bankrupt. I mean, in terms of the finances of the state, it's really, really bad. And you have no option but to cut pensions. So you're trying to do some kind of financial management.
The disaster that we saw, the unprecedented and the unmitigated disaster that we saw in Himachal Pradesh, whereas so many lives were lost, there was loss of life, there were loss of roads, there were loss of bridges. But I'm sorry to say that we did not get the kind of support that the central government should have given. And even in the union budget this time, Nirmala Sitharaman ji, the union finance minister, she spoke of Uttarakhand, she spoke of Meghalaya, she spoke of Arunachal Pradesh in different language. But when it came to Himachal Pradesh, they said that they will try and provide support to Himachal Pradesh. So this kind of, I would say, this kind of attitude towards Himachal Pradesh, just because it is a Congress-ruled state, I think it is against the scheme of the Constitution and the idea of India, where we have a union of states, and irrespective of which party is there in the center or in the state, center should act as an elder brother to the state. So that is not there. And also this financial mess that we are in today, it is not because of the current government. We have inherited a debt of almost 75,000 crores from the previous BJP government. And I would also say that the previous Congress government also added to it. I am not politicizing this issue. This has been going on since, I think, 1993. That was the last year when it was a revenue surplus state. After that, we've been a revenue deficit state. So we have to work on this. But I think we need bipartisan politics in this. We need people from both sides coming together and working towards how we can come out of this debt trap. And let me remind you that it is not only Himachal. If you talk about the neighboring state Punjab, they are under a debt of almost 5 lakh crore. We are only under a debt of 80,000 crores. So it is not that we cannot come out of it, but yes, we need strong fiscal measures. We need prudent measures, and we need to have revenue management so that in the times to come, we come out of this debt trap that currently we are in.
Okay, my last question to you, Vikramaditya. This, of course, relates to whether this will pass the legal test, because your opponents are of the opinion that they may take this entire amendment to the court as well. So the six MLAs who are being affected will take this to the court.
See, I cannot state on what the Honorable Court, if at all it is challenged tomorrow in the Honorable High Court, or if it goes to further judicial scrutiny to the Supreme Court. I am nobody to comment on that. But yes, in our own right, because we are the lawmakers in Himachal Pradesh, and the Constitution has given us this right to bring it into the legislature. So the Chief Minister and the government has proposed this bill, and now that it has been passed by the House, so it has come into act, though the governor has to give his final assent, which I am sure he's duty bound to give it in a few days. But lastly, I would again like to repeat that this is you should not see it as a political vindictiveness. We have to set things right, because these kind of things are happening all over the country. You've been following it, whether it was happened in Maharashtra, where legislatures were flying abroad, flying in private jet planes to the other end of the country, or it happened in Goa, or it happened in Rajasthan. So this is something that we need to put a full stop to. This is something that I think that irrespective of which government is there, we have to take a call whether Himachal is a small state. It has only 68 MLAs and it has a very small geographical area, but we want to be, I guess we want to be trendsetters, and we want to set this example for the entire country that we have to call a spade, and some strong legislation has to be brought in. Though I'm again repeating, the anti-defection law is in place, but people find a lot of ways to, kind of outmaneuver it. So we have to again and again bring measures so that we strengthen these kind of anti-defection laws and stop this kind of horse trading which happened in Himachal Pradesh or in the country at large.
All right, Vikramaditya Singh, I appreciate your time here on NDTV. Thank you so much. Joining me now is the former Himachal Chief Minister, Jairam Thakur. Jairam ji, thank you so much for speaking to NDTV. You know, of course, this bill was opposed by the BJP, but many would say, and you heard from what Vikramaditya had to say, that this is the step in the right direction because it will ensure that there is no defection and this will stop horse trading also.
जी, जहां तक इस बिल की बात है, इसमें लेट मी मेक इट वेरी क्लियर कि ये एंटी डिफेक्शन पर तो लाया हमने, लेकिन जो इंसिडेंट अभी हाल ही में पीछे जो हुआ था हिमाचल प्रदेश में वो अलग तरह का था. देखिए, राज्यसभा के लिए कांग्रेस के 6 विधायकों ने उनके कैंडिडेट के अगेंस्ट वोट किया, और राज्यसभा में वोट अगर अगेंस्ट करते हैं, वोट दिखा करके करते हैं, जो इलेक्शन ये पोलिंग एजेंट होता वहां पर बैठा हुआ, वो वोट रिजेक्ट भी नहीं होता है और वो डिस्क्वालिफिकेशन के लिए भी कारण नहीं बनता है. इनका जो डिस्क्वालिफिकेशन किया हाउस से, वो डिस्क्वालिफिकेशन हुआ फाइनेंस बिल था, उस पर व्हिप जारी हुआ था, और व्हिप जारी हुआ था तो व्हिप जारी होने पर दे वर नॉट प्रेजेंट इन द हाउस, और उस कारण से इनको जो है वो इनका जो है इनकी सदस्यता समाप्त, उस पर एक्शन हुआ है. तो सही बात तो ये है कि एक तो ये कॉन्सेप्ट ही गलत है, इनके ऊपर लागू करने की बात जो आ रही है वो मुझे लगता है कि वो गलत तरीके से है, इस तरह से बनती नहीं बात. और दूसरी बात, ये जो बिल में ये प्रोविजन इसमें लाए हैं कि रिट्रोस्पेक्टिव इफेक्ट से इसको लागू करेंगे हम, और मेरा ये मानना है कि अभी तक जितने भी बिल लागू होते हैं इस प्रकार के, वो रिट्रोस्पेक्टिव में प्रोस्पेक्टिव होते हैं, आगे के लिए लागू होते हैं वो उस सारी चीज को लेकर के. लेकिन फिर भी उसके बावजूद तो हम इसको लीगली थोड़ा एग्जामिन कर रहे हैं और वी हैव नॉट कम टू द कंक्लूजन, लेकिन फिर भी उसके बावजूद हम सारी बातचीत करने के बाद फिर तय करेंगे कि क्या उस पर किया जा सकता है.
लेकिन सर,
मेरा ये मानना है कि आप पूरा सब लोग इस बात को महसूस करते हैं कि ये उस दिशा में तो ठीक कदम है, लेकिन उसका इसकी इम्प्लीकेशन क्या होंगी, वो सारी चीजों को लेकर के मुझे लगता है कि देखने की आवश्यकता होगी. ये एक इम्पोर्टेंट एस्पेक्ट इसका है.
वन पॉइंट दैट इज बीइंग मेड हियर एंड इट वाज इन द स्टेटमेंट आल्सो दैट इन द 1971 एक्ट टू डिस्करेज डिफेक्शन हैज बीन साइटेड इन द स्टेटमेंट, यू नो, सो द लार्जर इशू इज टू एंश्योर दैट the defection, which is also to do with exchange of money, will be stopped. But there is this counter view about alternate views of an individual MLA who is not following the party whip, because in Rajya Sabha elections there is no party whip that is issued. Do you think this will affect the larger democratic exercise, I mean the larger question of how the voting should happen, which has to do with the messaging which is often given?
Definitely, this will affect a larger democratic system. इसमें तो दो राय नहीं है. I can understand कि भाई मुझे तो उसमें सिर्फ इतनी बात कहनी है कि ये गलत तरीके से इसको इंटरप्रेट करने की कोशिश हो रही है, और राज्यसभा के लिए वोट डालने की वजह से, यानी कि क्रॉस वोटिंग करना या दूसरी पार्टी को वोट करने का मतलब है कि भाई उसमें डिस्क्वालिफिकेशन अमाउंट नहीं होती, लेकिन फिर भी उसके बावजूद इन्होंने जो एक्शन लिया है उसके उसके बेस पर लिया है कि उन्होंने पार्टी तो इन्होंने जो MLAs हैं जो जिनके खिलाफ ये एक्शन लेने की बात कर रहे हैं, पार्टी तो उन्होंने बहुत बाद डिस्क्वालिफिकेशन के बाद ज्वाइन की है, बहुत बाद, कोई 20-25 दिन बाद ज्वाइन की है. तो इसलिए मुझे नहीं लगता है कि तब तक लिए उनके डिस्क्वालिफिकेशन हो गई थी. डिस्क्वालिफिकेशन एक बार हो चुकी है तो उसके बाद तो पार्टी की सदस्यता का कोई मसला बनता नहीं है, पार्टी से बाहर जाने वाला कोई इस तरह का एक्शन उनके अगेंस्ट लिया नहीं जा सकता है.
लेकिन एक काउंटर आर्ग्यूमेंट ये हो सकता है सर कि जो लार्जर स्पिरिट है कि एक MLA और MP अपने कॉन्स्टिट्यूएंट्स के लिए रिस्पॉन्सिबल होते हैं, और जो राज्यसभा का चुनाव होता है वहां पे हॉर्स ट्रेडिंग दिखती है, हर स्टेट में देखा गया है?
डेफिनेटली इसका इम्पैक्ट वो तो होगा, इसमें तो दो राय नहीं, इसका इम्पैक्ट वो तो होगा, लेकिन फिलहाल जिस तरह से अभी इसको लागू करने के लिए जो जल्दबाजी की है, जो पहल की है, उसमें एक ही चीज आ रही है कि एक तो राजनीतिक प्रतिशोध यानी कि बदले की भावना से एक सारा किया गया, और दूसरा इसके जो एस्पेक्ट जो टेक्निकल एस्पेक्ट है वो अभी तक उस तरह डिटेल में डिस्कस हुए नहीं है। बिल तो पारित कर दिया क्योंकि दे है मेजोरिटी इन द हाउस, इसलिए उन्होंने बिल तो मेजोरिटी के साथ पास कर दिया, लेकिन हमने कहा कि इसको होल्ड करिए, इसको हम एक बार जो सिलेक्ट कमेटी में डालिए इसको, या इसको वापस करिए, इसको एक बार हम डिस्कस कर ले सब लोग, और उसके बाद ये हमारे डेमोक्रेटिक सिस्टम को किस प्रकार से प्रभावित करता है, सारी चीज को लेकर के एक बार प्रॉपर जो है वो स्टडी होना चाहिए, पूरा इसका एनालिसिस होना चाहिए, उसके बाद हमको करना चाहिए। लेकिन चीफ मिनिस्टर जो है वो बहुत जल्दबाजी में थे, उनको लगता था कि मेरी सरकार बची है, मुश्किल से बची है, और ऐसे में जो है बिल्कुल मुझे इनके खिलाफ कार्रवाई करनी है और सख्त कार्रवाई करनी है, दिस इज व्हाट ही फील्स।
एक ये भी व्यू है कि इसकी वजह से जो स्टेट के फाइनेंसेस पे सवाल हो रहा है, क्योंकि स्टेट के कॉफर में पैसे नहीं है यू नो गवर्नमेंट ऑफिशियल्स को पेमेंट करने के लिए, तो अगर पेंशन नहीं देंगे कुछ लोगों को तो ये पैसा बचेगा?
नहीं ठीक है, इसमें देखिए इस वक्त तो हिमाचल प्रदेश में आर्थिक संकट तो है ही है, और उसके लिए किसी और को दोषी ठहरा नहीं सकते हैं। 2 साल का कार्यकाल कांग्रेस पार्टी का हो गया, मुख्यमंत्री का होने वाला भी है दिसंबर के महीने में, 2-3 महीने के बाद, तो इसलिए इनको इस बात को रियलाइज करना चाहिए कि सिचुएशन पहले से खराब चल रही, ये फाइनेंशियल मैस क्रिएट कर दिया, 6-6 पार्लियामेंट्री सेक्रेटरी बना दिए, कैबिनेट रैंक के साथ चेयरमैन वाइस चेयरमैन बना दिया, एडवाइजर बना दिए, सारे कैबिनेट रैंक के साथ है, और भारी भरकम जो है वो ऑफिस में जो ओएसडी बना दिए उनमें से भी कैबिनेट रैंक के साथ हैं कुछ, तो ये तमाशा बना हुआ है। और निश्चित रूप से ये हिमाचल के इतिहास में पहली बार हुआ जब इम्प्लॉयज की सैलरी ड्यू डेट जो पहली तारीख होती है उस तारीख को मिलती है वो नहीं मिली, आज 4 तारीख हो गई, और उसी तरह से जो हमारे पर्टिकुलरली जो पेंशनर्स हैं उनकी पेंशन नहीं मिल पाई, तो बहुत बड़ा फर्क पड़ेगा इसका, बहुत बड़ा असर पड़ेगा इस चीज का।
मेरा आखिरी सवाल आपसे ये है कि हाउ डू यू सी दिस प्लेइंग आउट पॉलिटिकली फॉर द बीजेपी एंड आल्सो लीगली, इन द सेंस दैट इज द पार्टी लुकिंग एट चैलेंजिंग दिस इन द हाई कोर्ट और द सुप्रीम कोर्ट?
डेफिनेटली इसको ऐसा ना जो एग्रीव पार्टी है उसमें डेफिनेटली वो लोग इसकी लीगल सैंक्चिटी क्या है और इसके इम्पैक्ट्स क्या होंगे, इन सारी चीजों को लेकर के कोर्ट में जाने के लिए वो स्वतंत्र है, उसमें हम कुछ नहीं कर सकते, लेकिन हम भी सारी चीज को लीगली एग्जामिन कर रहे हैं ताकि इसकी सारी टेक्निकल चीजों को भी हम समझ सके और उसके साथ इसके इम्पैक्ट क्या आएंगे, किस प्रकार से ये लीगली जो है वो उसको सारी चीज को थोड़ा सा देखते हैं, तो सारी चीज को एक बार अच्छी तरह से अध्ययन करने के बाद भी हम किसी कंक्लूजन पर पहुंचेंगे, देन ओनली वी विल डिसाइड कि हम कोर्ट में जाएंगे कि नहीं जाएंगे।
जयराम ठाकुर जी, थैंक यू सो मच फॉर स्पीकिंग 20 टीवी।